I'm back at the 2013 Farm Progress Show, and we're at the Chevron Delo booth, and I am with Ryan Haas. And Ryan, tell me a little bit about where you're from.
I'm from Divine, Texas, about 40 miles southwest of San Antonio.
All right, and there's something special going on here. Delo did a tractor restoration competition. Tell me about how you got involved in that.
I started whenever I got into high school. What started me on it was my brother and sister both being in it for years before that.
So this was kind of a family thing passed on down. Did any of them win as well?
They weren't ever first. They were both first runner-up several times.
So a little family competition going on at the house. Am I picking up on that vibe?
Yes, ma'am, just a little bit.
All right, so tell me a little bit about the tractor, and we're going to take some pictures of it here, you know, and post it online too, but tell me about what condition was the tractor in when you found it?
The tractor was internally it was in decent condition, externally it was in extremely bad condition, but it's a 1970 Case Demonstrator 1070 model.
And what made you choose this tractor? Was it something that you had at home? Was it something you went and looked for?
Well, I chose it mainly because the rarity of it. The Golden Demonstrators were made less than a year.
So a pretty rare tractor to find. Tell me how you use the Chevron Delo products in this to help you out a little bit.
Well, pretty much all the assembly lube and that kind of stuff that we used was Chevron product, and like engine assembly lube, it stays in the engine a lot longer while it's sitting before we have it tractor running again.
How many hours did it take you to from start to finish to do this project?
I didn't keep close track of hours. We figured between 900 and 1,000. In about 6 months.
Sounds like a lot of work for you were what, 18 at the time?
Yes, ma'am.
And so you entered this contest, you win it, now what?
Now I'm in college and have started my own small business.
And so are you still doing some tractor restoration, or is this a one-time shot?
Well, I haven't anymore. There's a few younger kids around the county that we live in or that are friends of ours that we'll probably help.
So tractor restoration wasn't necessarily a huge thing, just a little family competition, but it's turned out pretty well for you.
Well, in Texas, it's actually grown to be a really big thing. In 2001, they added tractor restoration into the AgMech show and one of our stock shows. Now there's three, talking about four major stock shows that have this as a competition.
Well, good deal. Well, Ryan, it's so great to meet you, and this is a beautiful tractor. Nice work.
Thank you.